Yeah, I'm the man. Hello, Black, his follow-up, track called The Man here on Phoenix FM. You listen to Sunday Lunch here on Phoenix. Two live guests in the studio. First up is the Jarrad Richard Band. I keep laughing when I say that, I don't know why. And after 1 o'clock, we've got Rude Audio in the house. It's going to be a ram-packed show. Stay where you are.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
How's it going? We've all got the mics up there, so let's try that. Yeah. There we go. Well, welcome to the show. You found it okay. He was here before me. I can't believe it.
Quite punctual.
Yeah, we're on that.
We did go to the wrong way.
We got it.
Right. We went the wrong way first. But
Let's get the name right. It's Jarrad.
Jarrad Richter Band.
Richter.
Yeah. Can Richter. I just hand over to the guys to explain why it's called that so I don't sound
we'll come to that in a few seconds. But so you're a four-piece band from Clacton. You're all from Clacton-on-Sea, aren't you?
Yeah, Clacton-on-Sea. Yes.
Are you all from Clacton-on-Sea?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't born there, but yeah.
And don't be difficult, Craig.
Right, introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
Okay, hello, my name's Jarrad Richter. and I'm the singer and songwriter, lyrically. Mm.
Yeah. Despite popular belief, he is not the band.
I'm Mary Gowans, I play bass guitar.
Yeah. I'm Craig Garrett, I play the guitar.
I'm Tom, and I do the drums and stuff.
Sure, you didn't want to speak multi-instrumentalist in your top.
Well, I do a lot, so...
Yeah.
Right, let's get to this name.
Jarrad Richter.
How did we get to the name? So the band's named after you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it wasn't me that come up with that idea. Please, guys, help me out here.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Go on, Craig. You got this one, right?
Yeah. Why isn't it called the Craig Band?
Why isn't it called the Craig Garrett Band?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of easier to market a front man of a band.
Yeah.
Unless
he leaves, of course. Then you've.
Then it'd be a little bit awkward.
Then we're just the band.
So. Yeah. Well, you could then use the band formally known as.
Yeah.
The Jarrad Richter Band.
Definitely.
I don't think that's going to happen now.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave these guys. I'm stuck with them now. So, you know. No, they're fantastic musicians. They're best musicians I've ever worked with. So it's great. Like, the creativity just flows. We all get on so well. So, yes.
Apart from I hate you.
cheers, bro.
What's your bake of Brentwood? You been here before?
No, I haven't been here before. So
that's where they do all the filming, isn't it?
I always stop at the.
Quite like it around here.
The petrol station before the M25. It's my halfway mark usually.
You've been to Brentwood, bro.
That's rock and roll, that is, isn't it?
I've been to a petrol station.
get my fruit pastels and whatever else I need for the journey. You know?
And my Werther's original.
Hardcore fruit pastel.
Yeah. We don't mess around.
we gangster.
Okay, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
It's quite funk,
happy,
pop, soul,
funky, poppy, happy music.
It's a good mash of lots of different things.
Yeah.
Some sort of indie rock influence in there as well, which
some
is cool.
Some electronic stuff, like Daft Punk kind of stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, chock-a-block with harmonies and stuff. We love our harmonies. So. Yeah.
We're just trying to make it as original as possible, really, kind of putting all our stamps on it.
What got you all together? How did you all meet?
This is it's actually very weird because obviously I lived in Clacton. Well, I still live in Clacton, and I was going to move away. I went up to Newcastle for a few weeks, and you know, I was going to see whether I liked it up there, just to move away because there was no jobs around Clacton and stuff like that, and I had a job that really had minimum hours. So yeah, I tried it up Newcastle, and I thought, right, I'll come back to Clacton for a little while, give it 6 months, and if I can't turn my life around, you know, I'll move up there. And then these guys, found out through my mate, they wanted to jam. So we met up and literally had the skeleton of a song in an hour. I brought back lyrics from Newcastle that I'd written. And, just Craig started playing something so funky and these guys just jumped in immediately.
We literally spent, like, the next week as well.
in my front room recording it.
Were you all involved in music before you got together? You're all doing like solo projects, so to speak.
Big time.
Yeah.
We've been playing for about 10 years, I suppose. Well, I've been playing drums anyway, so.
Well, we're going to play a track off the CD. This is going to be Don't Run From Love, this one, I'll take it, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Should be.
Before I put that on, tell us a quick bit about that one.
Jared?
let you handle this one.
It was, I don't know, I started out writing the song about a certain girl that I was seeing at the time. And... you know, really, really generic pop. Yeah, I love you. Don't run away from me. Never says it. And then I, all of a sudden, halfway through writing it, I actually thought, I don't like you. These are just my hormones, like going all about the place. I just chucked halfway through the verse.
Yeah.
Craig wrote this ridiculous sounding thing that had way too much wah in it. Originally,
he was like, Jared was like, yeah, that's cool. I forced him. I was going to throw it, and then we just kind of revamped it.
And that's a great story. You're writing a song about someone you love, and then suddenly you think, oh, hang on a sec.
I don't actually like you.
Yeah, so he's like, I love you. Get out of my house.
But come back. Come back, please. I'm horny. No, I'm joking.
You can't take it back. Yeah, let's have a listen. This track is called Introduce It.
It's called Don't Run From Love.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on on Phoenix 98 FM.
There you go, done too. Love that track.
Thank you very much. Stop it, you're making me blush.
It was funky, wasn't it? All that wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. I think funk is like a genre that's really taken a back seat.
Yes.
So we want to bring that back.
And Daft Punk have done a lot to kind of bring it back to the surface.
Sure, definitely.
Huge influence.
And there's a bit of influence on the track there, but great vocals as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love the track. Who does what within the band then? So who's doing vocals? Who's doing? Are you all involved in the?
The general writing process goes. It'll be me and Craig. Kind of just sitting down on something.
I'll sort of come up with the framework of it. Sort of the chords and stuff, and sort of guitar riffs and things. Tom had quite an interesting analogy of it's like we're making a cake. Like I make the bass.
Yeah, and then I
give Tom a recipe. He makes the cake. Jared puts the icing on the top.
Or takes a dump on it.
Come on, what?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. Either way, you want to look at it.
If he doesn't like it, just the bass.
Like, Jared's fault.
That's why it's the Jared Richter band. So
he does the lyrics.
If it sucks, it's his fault.
And it all depends what mood he's in. And if he's like, if he's got his girlfriend and he suddenly dislikes her.
Jared doesn't have a girlfriend.
I don't. I am single. I'm on the market. Please love me.
That's because every time you say to your girlfriend, "I'm writing a song about you," then halfway through you decide, "I don't love you anymore."
Exactly.
So your influence in music is fair to say is Daft Punk. Who would you say if you wanted to collaborate with someone, if you wanted to you got invited to sing, have someone join the band or go on stage with someone, who would you pick?
I want a rapper, didn't you?
Jesus. Yeah, a rapper would be cool.
Eminem's the person I've always wanted to do a track with. Like,
good luck with that, mate.
Guys, pipe dream. Let it happen.
Yeah, I like Kanye West. Kanye West is a cool guy.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, he's a massive influence.
Got a new album, hasn't he?
Yeah, Illuminati, mate. Illuminati.
Aliens.
Somehow.
I got one of their tracks actually lined up. He's got a track out with Love Never Forgets, I think it's called. Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake's in it as well.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
We'll put it on in a second. Awesome. So that would be a good collaboration because that's kind of similar styles, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think most people. Artists like Justin Timberlake and people like that, you can tell, and Usher, you can tell they take influence off Michael Jackson. Yeah. His stage presence, the way he could just captivate a crowd in seconds, like, that was it. It was done, you know, so... I'd personally love to have that power over a crowd, but I just can't dance like that.
Oh, you ain't got no rhythm, mate. Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. Just being behind you, Jared.
Oh my god!
Dance is like an old man.
I've got the other band looking out through the window, so I'll go and let them in. So while we do that, let's have a quick listen to Michael Jackson's new track, shall we?
It's beautiful.
Here we go. Yes. Let me see you move. See you move.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, there you go. What do you reckon about that? Good, wasn't it?
That nice. Was awesome.
I just melted. Love that. I actually melted.
That was probably the best thing I've heard.
Ever.
I mean, one thing's for sure, that album's going to probably go straight to the top of the album charts, and some of those will probably go.
So it should.
Because the sheer following of it. Now, obviously, he didn't make his last gig, but you had your first gig the other day.
First and second.
In 2 days running. It was good.
Yeah.
That was at the Clacton. It was in Clacton, wasn't it? Was it a theatre?
Princess Theatre.
Princess Theatre. Tell us about that.
That went really well.
Guys, do you want to take this?
Yeah, it went really well. It was not a massive turnout, but very good for starting practicing. Off. Yeah, and on a big stage with actual good sound, it was quite.
It was
actually
part of a rock school level 1 and level 2 course, so it wasn't actually. It was like their assessment,
yeah.
I suppose.
So we just got put
on the bill at the end, you know. So
it was the one
well.
At Essex Union.
It was to raise money for the British Legion as well.
Yeah,
that's good. Did you get nervous or was it?
Nah, not really.
I always get nervous to a certain extent, but I suppose that's good. Like if you don't get nervous, I guess you don't really care anymore. I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you're starting off, you're going to have, you're going to be plenty hyped up, aren't you,
I was excited, definitely excited. Yeah.
What type of gig are you looking for? So, what would be your ideal gig? Are you looking like club scene?
I think it's clubs.
We were chatting about this earlier in the car on the way up here. Like, we're looking to really hit the universities.
We'd love to do like a university
bars, theatres. Yeah, I think that's our target crowd because our second gig on Friday. That was like half the place was full, you know. So it's quite.
Yeah.
It was like a really good gig.
We just got a really good reception from the audience, and it was just awesome gig.
That's fantastic. And you're gonna. I see from your Facebook page that you're looking to do festivals.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely want to do festivals.
Definitely.
Cool.
So when you're on, so what's the setup on stage? Are you obviously playing live? Are you playing all the song live?
We want to build an extended band, really. So like getting more backing singers, and like we've got a pianist we use called Dave, his name's Dave Brown.
Yeah,
he's got other bands like Light Left.
I say yeah, like I knew him.
Good old Dave. His real name's Rodney.
He's outstanding, and he brings his own kind of flavour to the live show as well. Like the live shows are different. We want them to be different to the recordings because. Obviously, just listen to the album if you want to listen to it, if you know what I mean. You want a different experience when you see a band live.
That's something we feel quite strongly about as well, delivering something completely different when we do it live. So it's never the same.
Guitar solos in every song. Oh, God. So fast.
What are you doing on videos? I know you've been trying to do some videos. Have you got any of those up and running?
We've actually, the other day, just secured a live session for a company called Get Known Be Heard. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll lean in closer. a company, Get Known Be Heard, who are based in sort of like Harwich, Clacton area. And what they do is they film you, so you're doing it live.
Live performance.
But they edit it all in properly, so they're not actually filming you as you're doing it live. It's like a proper music video, I suppose.
So,
that'll be up on YouTube. So that's on the 25th. Of this month, so we're really looking forward to that.
We're trying to get some. I've got a really nice pond, my parents have anyway, in the back garden. We want to do live sessions by the pond when it gets hot, but it ain't been hot yet.
Show people we've got.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be some pond as well. Isn't it?
It is a pretty hefty pond. I'm not going to lie.
If you just have an island in the middle of the pond, you know.
We could just get some floaties and water guns and
have a
old day.
Ducks around, you know.
Yeah. We have got some ducks that come and visit our pond as well.
That's handy if you get hungry.
Definitely.
Stick him in a sandwich.
So, talk to me about the any forthcoming projects, for instance, EPs, LPs, etc. Are you working on that? You've got a couple of songs strung together at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got another song we're working on at the moment. That's called Troubles. That's basically about people like our generation, what they see as troubles aren't really troubles. Like, what do you call it? First world problems.
First world problems.
Oh no, I broke my iPhone screen.
Oh no, my my pony run away. So yeah, like we're just trying to put the message across that, you know, just stop that. Moaning. Like, I know it sounds cheesy, but life is a beautiful thing, and you're the reason why it's, you know, you're the reason why everything's so sad all the time. Yeah. Not getting up and trying to better yourself, and there's a lot of. There's a lot of that around.
Preach.
Especially in, yeah. Preach to the choir.
Pretty but deep, yeah. Deep stuff on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You're obviously all your friends and get on really well, take it, obviously.
Oh, no, not at all.
What, if you was in Big Brother and you had to vote one, you had to vote someone off. Who's the most annoying?
Guys, I've got to feel they're all staring at me now.
I even know the answer, which is terrible, isn't it?
You've known me for 20 minutes. You know the answer already.
I think I'd have to vote myself out because I just could not bear to be in a room with this boy.
Has he got bad habits?
Crappy
No, he's alright. He's a cool guy.
And me and Tom have a competition over who's got the biggest ears. We're actually fighting. I've got the biggest ears.
I'm
they're fighting it. Tooth and ear.
We're gonna line up this other track. Before I do that, tell me about the track we're going to put on, because we're going to put on a track called I Dream.
Yeah. This is the one we wrote. We literally got the template of the song in about
an hour, and this is the product of that, basically.
Yeah. We spent all week recording this after our first practice, so yeah.
It's good fun.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds good. Is it coming out?
No.
No.
No. Oh, we'll work on that in a second. That is on. That's because it's coming from the phone, isn't it? We'll have to check it. It was working earlier on as well. I'll have to check the desk. Now, so that's going to be on your EP. So you're going to try and put a few.
We're
going to
try and remaster that one though.
And then send it out to try and get. I'll take you. Want to get? What's the goal for this year?
I mean, every band wants to get signed. Obviously, obviously everyone has a dream to get signed. That's probably why people start playing music, really. But I think we just want to get a really kind of reliable audience, just people that actually like listening to us and actually care. If you know what I mean?
About me, Brandy,
yeah, exactly. Like people that actually care what we're doing.
It's so easy to put a like on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, we're going to put another track on. We're going to put DJ Cassidy on while I check that out. And then we'll be talking about reality TV after this.
Oh,
Colin O'Hart's DJ Castay, Robin Thicke, Jesse J on the vocals. You like that?
That was awesome.
I love that.
That was really cool.
It's the I think it's going to be the song of the summer, this one, because last year it was kind of about Blurred Lines, and this one's going to be the following, I suppose. Calling All Hearts, DJ Casty. Now, before I was going to talk about reality TV. Is it something you'd look at doing? I mean, at the moment we've got Britain's Got Talent on TV. You've got X Factor. You've got The Voice. I've had a couple of people from The Voice actually on the show.
Yeah.
If you had the phone call, is it something you'd look at doing?
I don't know, really. I think I wouldn't set out with the intentions to do something like that, but I guess if the opportunity arose...
We wouldn't completely rule it out, but it's something we'd think about. We might have our reservations about doing it, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I think we just want to get out there, gig as much as possible, and like earn our respect, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyone can go in a studio and make something sound half decent, especially if you've got like a really good producer, but to do it live is a total different thing. If you can, like I say, you earn your respect live, you know, anyone can be a recording artist.
Yeah. And it'd be a hard act, I suppose, to put on, because you'd have to sing other stuff, and you're kind of funky, aren't you?
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we do covers as well, but we kind of put our own spin on things anyway. Like, we've got a Master Blaster cover, haven't we?
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Big influence. Loved.
Is that
well.
The Master Blaster 2? That dun, 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 dun. That
nah, Stevie Wonder Master Blaster.
Everyone's feeling pretty.
Ah, cool.
That one, yeah. So, I just
but
wanted
like
to sing.
Twice as fast as that. And it's
that was
a
DJ Luck one I was doing, wasn't it? Master Blaster.
Yeah,
that's good. So when you're doing gigs, you throw in a couple of covers. I suppose
draw the audience in, and then pow with our originals. Yeah,
and you probably find that if they're dancing, they probably wouldn't notice, because your stuff kind of does blend in quite well, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's not like we're trying to manipulate them. You know, it's just like throw a few covers in there, something that people are familiar with. And then, like say, that's the time to bust out one of your originals after you've got them on side, I suppose.
Yeah. Right, let's get this track on. This is the track, this is called I Dream.
Nice.
I dream of screaming fans, so I dream of stretched out hands. Yeah, I dream of feeling electric, it's the frontman of a band. Oh, I dream, I dream, I dream that one day become me, yeah. I'm on my mind 24/7, all the time they dreaming of heaven. Front page of the newspaper, flashing lights in my eyes. A better life for me and my family. I got the whole world at my feet. Ain't no doubt I'm gonna achieve, 'cause I believe in my dream. One day it will become reality. Yeah, quite hard to understand. You are not your average man. I've been played by these demons ever since I left my band. But I got up, I changed a pen to paper, used my brain. Stop myself from going insane, cut me open into my veins. What's on my mind 24/7, all the time ain't dreaming of heaven. Front page of the newspaper, flashing lights in my eyes. Better life for me and my family. I got the whole world at my feet, ain't no doubt I'm gonna achieve. 'Cause I believe.
Sing this song with me, oh, oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. you believe. Get up if you wanna sing. Now sing a song with me.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Yeah, that was the kind of, I like the guitar riff, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so the drums was done live, and a lot of that was recorded in your front room.
It was all recorded in Tom's front room. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. The other track was all recorded in my bedroom. That's not a joke.
He's got everything that's around his house, hasn't he? A pond, a bedroom?
Yeah, yep.
There you go.
Yes.
The pond's not in the bedroom, though.
Makes up for his massive ears.
Wall back.
Couple of tweets coming in. Hello to the Brentwood Festival. And also Bob Simpson, who works here. He's.
Hi, Bob.
Well, he's pushing his show, which is on next, actually, from 2 o'clock. So we'll be talking about that before that comes on. So just to wrap it up, so what's next for you guys? Where can people see you? Have you got gigs coming up now?
Yeah, we've got a gig coming up this Saturday. It's at Hope's Bar in Clacton-on-Sea, opposite the Shell Garage.
You and your garage.
It's a lot nicer than it sounds. But come along to that. And then literally, we haven't got any more gigs booked for May. But because we've only just sort of started out, you know, we've literally been a band for about 3 months now. So yeah. everything's going quite fast. We're happy with what we've achieved, but we want to achieve more. We're not going to take our foot off the gas. We're just definitely full speed ahead. And like we say, we're going to aim for the bars, clubs, unis, theatres, festivals, all that. All of us actually, we've all done the pub scene, and we feel like it's, unless you're a covers band, it's not really
hard.
It is hard. Like that's the nature of being an originals band.
Yeah, it's always hard as a DJ myself. So when you're doing, when I see live bands come up, and if they're doing, people obviously alcohol's involved. People hear covers that they like, and they're all, they want to bop to it. And it's very hard to put your own material out there because if they don't know it, so it's different. Yeah. If you've got a gig where people are going to it, or you go to a specific live music to see, unsigned bands.
Yeah, people like to participate, don't they? You know. So.
But on the other side, that your music is funky. You can dance to it, so yeah. I would imagine you can mix the two quite well.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Well, how do people get? If listeners out there, and they want to find out a little bit more. Let's talk about social media, because if they want to download one of these tracks or get a hold of listen to your music online or read about you, how do they do that?
We haven't got any of our tracks available for download yet. We're still discussing whether to put our EP out for free download, just to get it out there.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I reckon. Yeah, probably. Yeah. No one wants to pay for anything anymore.
you've got a Facebook site anyway. You've got Facebook at what's the address?
You can find us under Jared Richter Band. I'm just going to spell it because it's very. But it's JARED RICHTER and then
Richter,
band.
Like Richter.
Richter.
Spelled the same as Richter scale. Jared Richter
scale.
Just write that in.
That in your diary.
And, and you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we're under J Richter Band.
Okay, and we'll be putting this on the show page blog, which will be available later on today, so you'll be able to see the pictures. Listen to the songs again, so you'll have somewhere to listen to those. I'll put the songs on separately as well, so you can listen to that over and over again. And I'll put all the links to your pages so everyone can find out all about you.
Nice one.
Been an absolute pleasure to have
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to come back when you've got some more material, and perhaps we'll do some live stuff in the studio.
Certainly will.
Definitely.
And good luck with all your new gigs as well.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you very much.
It's very hard for a new band to get going. It is. From what I've heard in your first couple of tracks, you're doing really well. Okay, Shift, a little bit of Touch. Have you heard this one?
No.
This is a young lad, and this is his first song as well. So have a listen to this.
Awesome.
She can hit it to the ground and drop.
never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much while I'm by your side. I just wanna.